welcome to Mailbox. Today is the day when we announce the name of the lucky winner of last month's listeners' quiz, but first up we have some reactions to our programs. Sandeep Chawale from India responds to a recent series of Czech books produced by David Vaughan.
The interview with the nurse and her feelings about the fear was quite amazing. It is simply great that Radio Prague broadcasts such recordings. Yaroslava Skliničková's moving memoirs, If I Had Been a Boy, I Would Have Been Shot, reflect how horrifying were the days faced by the Czech people under Nazi rule.
David Eldridge from the United Kingdom returns to the recent baby box controversy.
Each time I hear of the Czech Republic's baby box scheme, I think of an incident that took place here in the UK near to where I live. A newborn baby was taken to the steps of a clinic wrapped in a warm blanket and left with a note requesting that the baby please be looked after. Unfortunately, the path by the clinic was also used for access to a parking lot, and a vehicle passed the clinic and ran over the bundle, thinking it to be trash. The crushed baby was found later. The authorities classified the incident as being, quote, unfortunate. Baby boxes are illegal here in the UK. I always think of that baby when the subject of baby boxes arises, and how much better it would have been if a nice warm box could have been available for the child.
Mary Lou Krennick from Texas responds to another topic.
It disturbed me to read that the Czech Republic is jeopardizing its commitment to the NATO alliance by reducing its military spending. Everyone seems to be finding ways to cut spending these days to heal public finances. We cannot forget the painstaking steps it took for the Czech Republic to finally become a member of the NATO.
John Brewer from the Czech Republic wrote,
thanks for helping us expats learn more about Czech life and so on. I really enjoy reading your articles online, but I wish you had an area for comments.
As for now, you can comment on Radio Prague's articles on our Facebook page. Our internet department tells me that a similar application is being considered for radio.cz in the future. Li Ming from China was one of the first to wish Radio Prague a happy 75th birthday.
It gives me great pleasure to applaud Radio Prague on reaching this milestone. August 31st, 2011 is an important day for Radio Prague, for it has been 75 years since the start of its broadcasting. To a human, 75 years is a very long time in life, and it is also the same to a radio station. I am quite sure the next 75 years will bring more development and even greater achievements for Radio Prague. I hope you have a well-deserved and enjoyable 75th anniversary celebration.
Thank you very much, and you can look forward to special programs dedicated to the anniversary. Now on to our July mystery lady. Chan Chuang Meng from China wrote,
Edith Templeton was born in Prague in 1916 and spent much of her childhood in a castle in the Bohemian countryside. She left Prague in 1938 to marry an Englishman. She lived in various parts of Europe and made her final home in Bordighera on the northwest coast of Italy. Edith Templeton died in June 2006. She also wrote under the pseudonym Louise Walbrook.
Raghu Arumugam from India wrote,
every word of it is true was the title of a Czech books program on Edith Templeton by David Vaughan and Bernie Higgins on Radio Prague, which went on the air 13th of August 2006. I would have missed a lot from English literature if Radio Prague had not asked this kind of question. Thanks, Radio Prague.
Hans-Werner Lollicke from Denmark writes,
Prague again proves to be a cosmopolitan world city, being home to people who spend their life all over the world. In many cases, wars made people leave, but this month's novelist had love as the reason to leave the city when she, as a 22-year-old, went for marriage in England.
Jayanta Chakrabarti from India wrote,
Edith Templeton is perhaps the most assertive and adventurous Czech novelist, whose works reflect a unique style and enigmatic sentiment. Writing under the pseudonym Louise Walbrook, her 1966 Gordon sent shockwaves across the world, allegedly for its indecency and portrayal of women as victims of humiliation and insensitivity. However, the novel is a serious study of a confused and dislocated Europe in the aftermath of the war. Herself a widely traveled writer, her seminal 1950 travelogue, The Surprise of Cremona, describes her adventures and explorations of northern Italian exotic towns like Cremona and Parma. We in India are proud to be associated with this great Czech soul as she spent part of her hectic life in this country with her husband, Dr. Edmund Ronald, a renowned cardiologist and physician to the royal family of Nepal. While living in India, she met prominent personalities like Nehru and the Dalai Lama. This great Czech soul occupies a significant place in the history of women's writing.
Mary Lou Krennick from Texas writes,
our mystery person for July is Edith Templeton. She was featured in a Prague radio article in August 2006. She's best known for being an author associated with scandal due to the degree of sexual explicitness in many of her works.
Colin Law from New Zealand wrote,
Edith Paserova was born into the wealthy Paser family, who not only owned the 14th century castle Yirni, about 5 kilometers from Prague, but also had extensive property in the region. Some of her early childhood years were spent living in Vienna with her mother, but they returned to Prague where Edith studied at the French Lycée. Her summer holidays were spent at the castle, and she is quoted from a letter as saying, when you got off the train at the station in Chelakovice, everything belonged to us, everything to God knows where. The first Edith Paserova story was published in the Prager Tagblatt when she was only 10 years old. After graduating from high school, Edith studied medicine at Prague University. In 1938, to escaping the impending German occupation of Bohemia, she moved to England, and she married William Stockwell.
Charles Konesny from the United States wrote,
this lady got around, and one has to say she lived an interesting life. Raised in a castle, good education, and then off to see the world. And along the way, she wrote articles and novels about subjects that ranged from A to Z, some witty, some erotic, even a travel book. With all the places she lived, one wonders when she found time to write between all the packing and unpacking. But she got it done, and lover or hater, she was definitely her own woman.
Thank you again for your answers and the time you dedicated to research. This time the winner is Chang Chuangmeng from China. Congratulations, and a parcel will be on its way to Xi'an first thing on Monday. Of course, I won't leave you without a quiz question. In August, we are looking for the name of a Mexican film actress who was born in 1926 in Prague and died in Mexico City only 29 years later. Please send us her name by the end of August to english@radio.cz along with your comments and questions. Mailbox will be back again on August the 20th. Until then, take care.
Thank you, Pavla Horakova, with another edition of our popular show, Mailbox.